All right, and welcome to Everyone's a Critic. I'm your host, Johnny Gill, with my co-host, Sean Ellis. Sean, say what's up to the people.
What's up, everybody?
All right, episode 223. We're going to recap week 7. I'll be honest with you. The first half of basketball was very disinteresting. But the second half, the last two games, really, really came down to the wire. It was very entertaining, especially the last game. But we'll get started with the 7 o'clock game. We had Boot Gang versus Hollywood. Boot Gang was able to get the win 100-86. Can't remember my exact score prediction, but I think I was pretty close, if I'm not mistaken. I have to go back and look. And Verge had a good week, by the way. But that's either here or there. 100-86, Boot Gang. Decent shooting night. Another great game for David, who's actually in the MVP conversation right now. He's having a fantastic season. Rashawn returned. He was flirting with a triple-double. Kind of came up short. I guess it came down to minutes played where he wasn't able to get it. But everyone, for the most part, really contributed. The whole starting five was in double figures. Guys were rebounding at a high rate. 52 rebounds, passing the ball great, 25 assists as a team. And it just seemed like Hollywood really, really couldn't get it going when they really, really needed to. Outside of Andrew, it was very little contribution. Guys didn't shoot the ball that great. Terrell did a pretty decent job, but, you know, I mean, it was a tough matchup for them. When you got guys that can shoot the ball that well, that can score the ball at a high clip, it's a tough matchup. They had a lot of mismatches that they exploited, especially in the second half.
Yeah, and I think it come down to just efficiency. I mean, Boot Gang's the better team at this point. But look, Hollywood shot 40%. Boot Gang shot pretty much 50%. I mean, I think that's pretty much the difference in the game. Boot Gang shot 50%, and they went 15-33 from three. So they made 45% of threes. I mean, that's the difference in the game, point blank. Period. And for Hollywood, you know, they made 13 threes. They went 13-45. But they shot at 30%. So they just were a more efficient team who shot the ball better. That was just the real difference in the game. I think Boot Gang will be they're gonna be a tough out for anybody. I've been saying that all season, but I really believe that they'll be a tough out for anybody because they have that combination of shooting, athleticism, and they just don't score from the 3-point line. Now they actually can score on the inside as well. They can get some paint points and some mid-range points. So this is going to be and they have a closer. So the game's closed with Rashawn out there. They got a guy who could potentially finish close the game out for him. So I think, they did what they were supposed to. They scored their 100 points. And by them scoring 100 points, you're asking Hollywood to score 100, which I think they may have done one time this season, if I'm not mistaken. So I mean, it's asking a lot of Hollywood to be able to put up the new points. But Andrew had a good game. Terrell had a fairly efficient game. But, I mean, everybody else, you know, the shooting wasn't good. And it just becomes very, very difficult to kind of be out there and put up those numbers with teams and not be efficient. Like I said, they shot 40% from the field, and that's the difference in the game, pretty much.
Yeah, and they did not go over 100. They actually, the season high was 87.
Oh, wow.
So,
you score 100 points against them, you're asking, you're basically winning the game.
Yeah.
And so, like I say, they got to 100. Hell, if you score 90 against them, you're probably winning the game. So, like I said, I didn't realize the season high was 87.
Yeah.
So, that's where it is.
Yeah, that's tough. Okay, 8 o'clock game, we had Neighborhood Misfits versus Flint Tropics. Neighborhood Misfits were able to get the win 131-84. If I'm not mistaken, Verge picked Neighborhood Misfits to win like 125-80. So he was very, very close to his mark. Yeah. Sean, you said it was disrespectful, but I mean, was it?
I think it was early. I think, you know, they really put it on them late in the game, which kind of really pushed that score out there. But I think it was, you know, it was a respectful game early through 2.5 quarters. And then, like I said, towards the end, they really, really kind of put it on them and made the score a lot worse than what the game might be. Don't get me wrong. They lost probably In real time, they lost by 25, which is a beat down, regardless. But they didn't. I wouldn't say they lost by 50. I think it was a better play game than a 50-point loss.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, 10-point lead at halftime. That, I mean, that kind of buffers your point.
It was a reasonable game, like I said. But you know, when these games kind of start getting, when the games get to 20, a lot of times, you know, teams that are losing, you know, they end up doing things that are outside their character, which leads to that score kind of being worse than what it is, especially if it's a team like Misfits or a team sleep playing fast. Or continuously putting pressure on the ball, or doing things that, you know, lead to putting up points. You know, a lot of things, other things get sloppy with you. Misfits get sloppy in ways that still leads to them scoring the ball.
Right.
So, and that's pretty much what happened. Like I said, don't get me wrong, they still probably got beat by 25. If we're just going by, you know what I'm saying, what I saw on the floor. But, like I said, it definitely wasn't a 47-48 point loss, how the final score shows.
Mm. Tough. Shout out to Brandon and Ty having amazing games. They actually put themselves in contention for player of the week. Now, the 9 o'clock game, we had Chosen Bullets versus Supreme Team. Chosen Bullets was able to get the win 77-73. So Chosen Bullets was able to get their first win of the season and now are in control of their own destiny, looks like, for that number 8 spot. If I'm not mistaken, they are matched up with Hollywood, and this will be for the playoffs. The winning team of this game will clinch that final playoff berth, and I believe the person at the bottom or person that loses this game, that's not true, because let's say Chosen Bullets loses the game, right?
Okay.
And Hollywood wins next week.
And on Thursday, basically.
Right. And then it could possibly turn out the other way.
Yeah, where for the Bulletin, Flint Tropics are basically playing for a final playoff spot, possibly. Which, at the end of the day, a lot can happen. Like, I feel like this. Everybody needs to win. So, we'll see what happens. But I feel like this. If you're on a borderline like that right now, everybody needs to win. So we'll see what happens with this game. But this is a huge win for Chosen Bullets because, again, it puts them in position to where they're in the conversation now.
Yeah.
Where they lost again, it would have been rough. It would have been real rough going into this last couple weeks.
Yeah. So that being said, Supreme Team better be careful because they're still not in the clear yet. They would have to win another game to secure their spot, but right now they're in a comfortable spot because it's the likelihood of Hollywood taking down Chosen Bullets isn't very high right now. But anything can happen. You never know.
I feel like this. If I was a Supreme Team, I would want Hollywood to win this game because this clinches it for them.
Yeah,
if Hollywood wins this game.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, the final game of the night, we had Team Call versus Hip Hop and Roll. Team Call was able to get the win 70-68, probably the best game of the night. Controversial calls down the stretch. Hip Hop and Roll might feel a certain way about how the game ended, but I got to say, looking back and reviewing the tape, it looks like those were good calls, to be honest with you. So Hip Hop and Roll, I think they really put themselves in a tough position by not closing out the games, especially with the late game free throws. I think that kind of hurt them. And that Team Call didn't shoot the ball well from the free throw line either. But overall, if you look at the shooting percentage, 7-for-21 for Hip Hop and Roll. That's a lot of points left off the table, 14 points to be exact. So they should be kicking themselves after that performance. But I'm pretty sure they'll be fine. They'll bounce back.
Yeah. And I'm going to say this for both games. I'm going to talk about the Hip Hop and Roll and the Supreme Team Chosen Bullets game. It's not taking anything away from Team Call. It's not taking anything away from Chosen Bullets. But Supreme Team wins the game if they make their free throws. Supreme Team went 5-for-18 from free throw line.
Yeah.
All that bickering and complaining that Supreme Team did, it doesn't even matter if you just make your free throws. You put yourself in position to win the game walking away by getting to the free throw line, and you don't convert.
Yeah.
Blake went 1-for-2. Jalen went 1-for-3. Jay Wooden, Justin, he went 0-for-4. DJ went 1-for-2. Jaywalk went 2-for-7. I mean, that's the game.
Yeah.
Y'all lose by 4, and realistically, that was just that 2 points they got at the end was just an extra 2 points just to put the game away. But again, if y'all make free throws, hell, if y'all make half your free throws, you're right there to win the game. It's a completely different game. If you just even make half your free throws, you go 5-for-18. That's the game. And then, like I said, you guys fall apart again, where you're falling apart because, you know, you're not doing basketball stuff. You're so worried about all the other intangible stuff that's going on that, like, you're not worrying about the actual game. I'm telling you, if I could go back, I could say, like, one person did this, one person did that. But I can remember the play where DJ fell asleep on defense, dude cuts across his face, gets a layup. You know what I'm saying? I can remember Justin with a terrible turnover at the end of the game. You know what I'm saying? I can remember Blake K going 1-on-4, taking an ill-advised shot. Okay? I can remember Jay White with a bad turnover. I can remember something every single player did on the team where it caused y'all to lose and y'all end up losing by 2. But all that doesn't matter, which most of the games, look, y'all on a 4-game losing streak, Supreme Team is. Mm-hmm. But every game's been close besides the game with the Neighborhood Misfits, and realistically, y'all played Neighborhood Misfits well compared to what other teams have played.
Mm-hmm.
So, considering that you're 2-4, you're actually talented enough to win games. Y'all just gotta get your head out your butt and start playing together instead of start playing for each other. Y'all gotta make decisions based on what's best for the team and not what someone personally wants to do better. You know, and I think at 2-4, that y'all record easily be 4-2. That's what I believe. But it is what it is. That's my opinion about that. But at the end of the day, make your free throws. All this stuff doesn't matter. You have a 3-3 record. You have a playoff spot clinch right now to make your free throws. 5-18 ain't going to cut it against anybody. But shout out to Chosen Bullets for doing what they need to do. They had to get a game to stay in the hunt. They got the game to stay in the hunt now. Now they're in a position. I think they're in a good position because they're playing against teams that they have to beat to get in. I don't know how I keep working the schedule out, but it's like that.
Sean Magic has been going on for seasons.
but it's like that every season. They literally have to, the teams they have to get in, that's the teams they have to play and beat. So, these last couple games. So, it's right there from Chosen Bulls. They have nobody but to blame but themselves if they don't get in. Because the teams you got to beat to get in, they're right in front of your face. Yeah. So, shout out to them for doing that. Cam's been pretty consistent all season. He's consistent game. So shout out to them. 27-8-5. He should be right there in the player of the week conversation. They need to hear a bit of that 27-8-5 they got from him. But getting to last game, Team Call.
Mm-hmm.
Big game, Team Call. I'm going to give them their respect. I've been shooting at them. Every 10, I've been shooting slugs at them. I'm going to give them a lot of love here. That was a big win with a very good team. Yes, I'm going to add that they didn't have their other two bigs. They still had Big Randy, and Big Randy was wearing them out. And guess what? They figured out a way to win. Drake had his biggest game of the season so far. You know what I'm saying? He came in and got 27 points, 4 rebounds. But more than anything, his defense. He had 5 steals and had his hands on where he tipped and deflected other basketballs too, where it caused issues, where it causes where Hip Hop Brooklyn had their offense flow because he's getting his hands on everything.
Yeah.
So I think his defensive ability, even on the last play of the game with the turnover with Nick, guess who got their hand on the ball? Drake. So big time game, Team Paul. Like I said, I'm giving credit because we're credit due. Because they didn't. They might not have their two bigs, but then Team Paul still had to go in there and battle Randy. They still had to go in there and battle Bryce, and they still found a way to win this game. Speaking of Hip Hop and Roll, again, I think they played a great game. But guess what? They couldn't make a free throw. You go 7-21. On the free throw line. I can't say that more. That's the difference in the game. You lose by 2 points. Again, you make half your free throws and you win the game. Like, you can't go set. So you can blame everybody. You can blame this person. You can blame that person. And granted, we don't have this problem with Hip Hop and Roll usually, where they're blaming people for why they didn't have success. That's not usually a Hip Hop and Roll thing. But, if they wanted to go that route and blame this person, that person, that person for why they didn't do what they need to do, I mean, you can't do nothing but look at yourself. You got 21 free throws, you know? You got 21 free throws.
Can't blame the referees. You get 21 free throws.
Yeah, and you only made 7. You know, so I just think that, you know, they just gotta be better. And you can't win doing that at the end of the day. So, you know, shout out to Team Carl for getting the win, because they did what they were supposed to do. But at the end of the day, you know, make your free throws hip hop and roll. We're
going to
have a completely different conversation.
Absolutely. Okay, let's move on to our next topic. We got Player of the Week for Week 7. All right, time for our next topic. We got Player of the Week for Week 7 top performers, and it goes to none other than Ty of Neighborhood Misfits. Triple-double, monster game. The thing I think that was most impressive was that he was doing that with the rebounding. The rebounding was off the charts. 17 rebounds, 11 assists, and defensively he was a monster. 3 steals to go along with 32 points. Efficient. He's been efficient all season. Well-deserved player of the week. I think you can make the argument that he's probably the most important player on Neighborhood Misfits. I know Brandon can score. I know JR is a great two-way player. I think Ty is what keeps this team dangerous, because he's that option that you can give the ball to when you need a bucket.
Yeah. I think with Ty, he had 8 offensive rebounds. That's insane for a guard. So shout out to Ty. Big game, Ty. Did what he's supposed to do. But with that being said, Brayer already had a good game. Patrick, he had another 50-plus point game, but, I mean, Ty, 32 points, 17 rebounds, 11 assists. Yeah, he sounded like Will Chamberlain or something. It's ridiculous. So, big shout-out to Ty. Great game. And like I said, you may have brought up a very good point. He may be their most important player. He does all the intangible stuff that, like, we don't even see. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't realize he had 8 offensive rebounds. And, like, dude, was actually a monster out there. So, shout-out to him. And look, shout out to the whole Misfits. I've been waiting to say something bad about Misfits, but I just haven't been able to. Shout out to Ty and Misfits, man. Touche.
All right, let's move on to our next topic. We got power rankings. This is our last power rankings of the regular season and predictions. We got plenty more predictions, though. Stay tuned. All right, time for our final week of power rankings. If you have not looked on Instagram, I've already had it posted. I think I posted it a couple days ago, if I'm not mistaken. It was yesterday. I posted, it was last night. All right, I'm going to start at the bottom. I think it's obvious at this point. Hollywood sits at the bottom, sitting at 0-6, the only winless team left, but they're still in it. They have a huge game this week where they have an opportunity to regain some traction and I think clinch. Would that make them clinch?
Hollywood?
Yeah, they would clinch. I think they would clinch a playoff berth, wouldn't they?
No.
No.
They have to. It depends on who they beat. So if they beat the Bullets, Chosen Bullets, they may clinch, actually.
Yeah.
Because Chosen Bullets beat. Now, but not exactly, because Chosen Bullets get another win.
And if they lose, and then they're out. Yeah, that's true.
Right, right.
Yeah, because both teams would have one win.
Right, correct.
But if they both lost, then they would get in.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. So, yeah, they're still not out of it yet. Flint Tropics, I have them at 8-10 at 1-5. They're back to reality. Life comes at you fast. You get a win, then you have to play Neighborhood Misfits. That's just how it goes sometimes. Number 7, I got Supreme Team at 7. Although Supreme Team lost for their fourth loss in a row for the season, I'm looking at it again. Like, if we're going by Verge's logic, it's a week to week. I believe it's your logic as well, but specifically Verge. He said it's a week to week power rankings. Flint Tropics got blown out, got the doors blown off of them. Hollywood got handled, and we lost by 4. So with that being said, that puts us at 7, right, Verge? Okay, number 6, we got Chosen Bullets at number 6 and at 1-5. I have them ahead of us, obviously, because they beat us. Kryptonite, I think with a week off and them having the same record as Boot Gang, they didn't have the opportunity to hold that fourth spot, going by Virgil's logic. So that drops them down to 5. Boogang, I have them at 4, sitting at 4-2. And some might argue they should be ahead of Hip Hop and Roll. Actually might agree with that, but Hip Hop and Roll lost to a tough team. They really, really did. And I think Boogang's win wasn't, against a good enough team to put them ahead, going by Sean's metric now. So I'm all over the place. So I have Hip Hop and Roll at 3. I have Team Call to sit at number 2 at 5-1. They're the second hottest team in the league. 5 wins in a row. And then I have Neighborhood Misfits, obviously, at number 1. Once again, 6 wins in a row, scoring 100 points a game, and winning by double digits every game. That's been the theme.
Yeah. Look, man, I agree with you on everything except for the 3 and 4.
Okay.
Hollywood, like I said, they haven't won a game yet, but I mean, it's a possibility they get a win this week. So I'm going to look at Hollywood as a possible team that could definitely get a dub this week. Flint Tropics, they're going to go, like I say, life comes at you fast, week-to-week league. But I think they'll recover well coming up, so we'll see what happens with them. I think Flint Tropics might be able to get them another win this season. Okay. But we'll see. Chosen Bullets, I think, obviously, I'm going to say this. I think Supreme Team is actually better than Chosen Bullets, but you can't put the Supreme Team ahead of Chosen Bullets because they just beat them.
Exactly.
So I'm definitely going Chosen Bulls. And, like, truth be told, Chosen Bulls might be going more so in the right direction, whereas Supreme Team may be going in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of talent, but just because of mentality and how they're going about winning basketball games right now. So I'm going to go with option. I'm agree with you, put them at 6 and 7, with the Chosen Bulls being at 6. I'm agree with you at 5. Kryptonite had a bad loss last time they played, so last time we saw them. So I'm going to put them at 5, even though they didn't play this past week. 4 goes to, this is where we change, we differ. I'm going to Hip Hop and Roll 4,
mm-hmm.
Boogang, we had 3. I actually think that was a pretty decent win for Boogang. I think that was a team that I think could have possibly, and I know you're going to probably make a joke about this, but whatever. I do feel like Boogang with the 186 win over Hollywood. I feel like Hollywood didn't play a bad game.
I agree with that. That's not funny. I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually think Hollywood played an okay game. They played an all right game. And I think Boogang, it's a classic trap game. You're playing against a team that's wounded. You got to be playing against a wounded animal, and then you kind of take it for granted going out there and playing good basketball. And I think Boogang played a fairly decent game of basketball, considering Hollywood came in a wounded animal. And I don't think Hollywood played a bad game. So I actually had them at 3, and we'll put Hip Hop and Roll at 4. Not because Hip Hop and Roll played bad necessarily, but it just, they're 7 for 21 from the free throw line in a game you got to win against a good team. Just makes me feel some type of way. It makes you feel like you're good enough, but you're not there yet.
Mm.
And so I'm holding that against them a little bit here because, you can't go 7-21 in a big game and lose by 2. You could have won this game in regulation easily. And you just made this bonehead stuff down the stretch. But starting to make me feel like, does Hip Hop and Roll maybe have a mental lapse there? Because they had squad 1 on the ropes and let them off the hook in their biggest playoff game ever. And that still stuck with me too. When they had them on the ropes, they should beat them. And now we're playing, again, we see them playing a good team again. And basically, you have them on the ropes. And to be honest with you, I think Hip Hop and Roll controlled the game, majority of the game.
Yep.
And probably should have won. But then, like I said, you go 7-21. Shout out to Team Call. You handle your business. You find a way to win a game that you probably shouldn't have won. So that puts them at 4 for me. 3, I'm going to agree with you. You go Boogang at 3. Like I said, they had a good win. And like I explained to you,
you're disagreeing. You're disagreeing with me.
Oh, you actually had them at 4?
Yeah. I said they.
Oh, yeah, I have disagreed. That's why. You're right.
I said they should have. Going by your metric, yeah. That it wasn't a great win.
Right. And so at 2, I'm going to have to go ahead and give a team call that respect, man.
Why you say it so begrudgingly?
Look, you know, I gave them the blues for a long time, but I think without a doubt that Team Call definitely, you know, deserves respect, especially going into their matchup on Wednesday. Again, I don't do this on purpose, people. I don't. But some kind of way, the schedule worked out where the top two teams are playing this week.
So, week seven.
You know, I'm not sure what's happening and why I'm always able to kind of schedule it out that way, but it's happening again. The worst two teams, who probably not the worst two teams, I'm saying the teams that need to face, the teams that need to play each other are playing each other this week. I'm going to say that.
And the top two teams are playing for the number one seed.
There you go. And the top two teams are playing for the number one seed, which is the most important thing. Team Call wins this game. They're number one. They're the top seed, unless something unfortunately happens on their last game. But they're the top seed with a win on Wednesday. So we'll see what happens. But Team Call is playing for the number one spot. All right. Interludicrous. they're coming for that number one spot. So they Team Call win. And listen, I ain't going to make this a robbery game, but let's be honest. This is the misfits of the misfits. We got Jeff and and Brady,
yep.
Who basically, I guess they got kicked off the team, but were displaced from the team, start their own team, and they're playing the team that they left for the top spot.
Did they leave, or did they get put off without their own knowledge?
Yeah, they got misplaced without knowledge of being misplaced.
No, so, okay.
You know, hey. It is what it is.
All right. Now we Cam and Mace. Okay. All right. So week eight, we talked about, you know, some of the schedules, some of the matches we have. I know there's a couple that I'm definitely excited about. But we're going to start with the 7 o'clock game, Flint Tropics versus Boot Gang. I got Boot Gang winning this game, and I think they're going to win. Not handily. I think they'll win a close, contested game. And I think it's going to come down to a nice push in the fourth quarter by Boot Gang. And I say they win by 10. I say they win 85-75.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Boot Gang here. And like I said, Flint Tropics play the right way. I'm going to go 90-84. Again, Boot Gang just more talented, which leads to a win here. And like I said, Boot Gang showed me a lot by playing well against a team that I think they could have possibly overlooked and ended up losing to last week. And I think they won't overlook this team either. So Boot Gang here, like I said, 90-84.
Okay, Hollywood versus Supreme Team. I actually have no comment on this game. I'm gonna let you take the wheel on this one.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go with this actually tough because like these are two teams that are heading in different directions.
Are they? We got two teams with a combined 10 losses in a row.
Well, what I mean by different directions is just by team morale.
Oh, okay.
I would usually pick Hollywood in this game. But this has been an issue with Hollywood. They have yet to put four quarters together all season. So I see this as another situation where I think they could probably play really well through half. And then when the second half comes, third quarter, fourth quarter, they fall apart. They just run out of gas. So I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Supreme Team here still with a low-scoring affair, 69-67. I think it's going to be a really close game.
All right. Neighborhood Misfits versus Team Called, 9 o'clock game, arguably the game of the night. I'll be honest with you. I really don't think Team Called can hold them under 100. I don't. Unless they slow the game down. I'm not sure if they can hold them to under 100, but I will say I think this will be a great offensive game for Team Call, but I'm going to say Neighborhood Misfits gets the win. I'm going to say they win 105-99.
Okay. I think Neighborhood Misfits low for the season is like 111, if I'm not mistaken. No, 113, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's their low for the season. So I'm going to say they hold Neighborhood Misfits to their low for the season. I think both these games they're going to play. Because they play what's that right after that, too? Hip Hop and Roll.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go, I'm going to say they go hold Neighborhood Misfits to 101.
Okay.
But I'm still picking Neighborhood Misfits to win 101 to 94.
Okay, good score. All right, in the final game, we got Hip Hop and Roll versus Kryptonite. This also might be another good game, game of the night. This might be the best week, to be honest with you, as far as games go. I'm looking at next week. Next week looks pretty good too, but this one might be the one. I think Kryptonite's still a little bit rusty. They're both coming off of losses, and I think the size disparity is gonna spell a problem for Kryptonite. I think Kryptonite's a better shooting team, but I believe Hip Hop and Roll will come out victorious in this one. I'm going to say they win 82-77.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Hip Hop and Roll here. I feel like this Kryptonite, if Kryptonite wins this game, Spoon going to have a huge game. He's going to have a, because he didn't have Banger Randy and those other big guys, Jeremy Harvard. It's going to have to be a game where I'm thinking,
Well, I think we lost him. That's okay. Sean, I'll be honest with you. If I had to guess, y'all, I would say, oh, never mind. Here's Sean now. Oh, I thought we lost you, Sean. I was about to make the prediction for you.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that, fellas.
No, it's all good.
I'm still on?
Yeah, you're on. We good.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go. I'm struggling with this one, man. I'm going to actually go Hip Hop and Roll, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're gonna beat the hell out of each other.
That sounds like a slugfest.
And it's gonna be a 67-64 game.
Hip Hop and Roll?
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, our final topic of the night, we have buy or sell. This should be a good one. Stay tuned. All right, time for our final topic of the night. We have buy or sell. Now, we got two topics, one Ultimate Hoops, one NBA. We're going to start with the Ultimate Hoops first. Sean, are you buying or selling that Team Called has enough to win it all this season? 5-game winning streak.
Yes, and they may be playing their three biggest opponents these last three games, so they got part one of that down.
Mm-hmm.
Hip Hop and Roll with Neighborhood Misfits coming up, and Kryptonite finishing it. They're going to finish that with Kryptonite. I'm gonna go with I feel like this. These next two games are gonna prove it all for me. But I'm gonna go ahead and sell because it's not a Team Call hate thing. I just think they have enough to beat Kryptonite. They have enough to beat on a good night Hip Hop and Roll. I'm not sure, and I know a lot after this week, I'm not sure if they're good enough to beat Neighborhood Misfits.
Mm-hmm.
As they are the favorite right now. Now we'll know tomorrow. I think they're going to come in with a game plan. They definitely going to come in with a game plan. We're going to see what they show us. Because look, they could possibly lose to Neighborhood Misfits the first time,
But they could do something that's so impressive where I'm like, maybe they can beat them. But as of today, I'm going to say no. I think they're good enough to beat, to win it all against the rest of the teams if Neighborhood Misfits was not playing. But with Neighborhood Misfits in the right there, I just can't see it. So I'm gonna have to sell that. And it's not a shot at team call, by the way. Yeah. I'm gonna have to sell it though.
Yeah, they don't believe that. Okay, so I'm gonna I'm gonna buy it actually. I'm gonna buy and say that they do have enough to win it all. Now, will they win it all? That remains to be seen. But I believe they do have enough. I think with their scoring and their shooting and their ability to defend at a high level, I think they do have the pedigree, and I think they do have enough pieces to win. When you talk about a guy that can shoot the ball, that can get his own bucket whenever he wants, and Drake, and then Boudreaux, who can work inside out. He likes to favor, you know, the mid-range more than the three-point line. Mm-hmm. He can't step out there and do it. When you have shooting from Brady, when you have guards that are capable scorers and playmakers, and when you have someone like Jeff, a two-way player, I think they do have what you need. Now, the size disparity is a glaring issue, but I think they have enough scoring, and I think they have enough guys committed to the defensive end to where they can make a title run. And I think if they get the right matchup in the playoffs, even though they've already beaten Hip Hop and Roll, probably the biggest team in the league, I think this team can not only be a dark horse in some eyes, because they've won five in a row. I don't know if you can call them a dark horse at this point, but I think this team can, in fact, win it all, and I think they have enough.
Yeah, I think they want to, which is why they need to get a win in these last couple games, because I think they want to avoid playing Hip Hop and Roll early at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
They won't play Misfits, but they want to avoid having to play Hip Hop and Roll possibly. So them getting a win over these next couple games, because I think Hip Hop and Roll is just a bad matchup for them. Even though they won this past game, I think they're a bad matchup for them.
You don't think they can do that again?
I just think, man, look, if they had Jeremy Harvard and Braden out there, I think that's just a lot to deal with, man. And they only won by two.
And with, Randy.
with them missing 14 free throws. So I think it's just going to be tough. Not saying they again, I'm trying not to take a win away from, because I think they did what they're supposed to do, especially with the way Drake played defensively, too. He really toughed it out for him. And Boudreaux, too, man. He was in that bang with those big guys.
Yeah.
Well, he was in that bang with Randy and Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot for anybody to deal with.
It's commendable.
So, again, I'm not, but I think it's still, if they had to play in the playoffs, I'm not saying that Team Call can't beat them in the playoffs. I just don't think they want to see them in an early round, which could possibly happen if they lose these next couple games. I think to avoid that, they definitely need to get a win, at least one win out of these next two. If they get a win on both of them, it doesn't matter because they'll play. They'll be the one seed.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Okay, and our last one would be NBA. Do you believe, Sean, the Houston Rockets can possibly get in the play-in tournament? They're right now, they're sitting at number
11.
Two and a half back, if I'm not mistaken, 2.5 back from the Golden State Warriors after tonight. Do you think that they have enough time? Do you think they have the wherewithal, the ability to lock in that 10th seed and possibly knock out either the Lakers or the Golden State Warriors for that 10th spot? Buy or sell?
Man.
And we're homers. We're homers, by the way, y'all. So it's tough for us to answer these questions.
But their schedule suggests that they possibly could. They won, I think, 9 out of the last 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of coming up, they had the Bulls, Jazz, Trailblazers coming up. So those are three winnable games. And I think they end up playing the Warriors down the stretch too, a team that they got to beat basically to get that spot. So, I would say the Warriors' experience should put them over, but I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and be a homer and buy this. Now, the basketball guys, I think the NBA in general there's no way the NBA is going to put the Rock. I mean, put the Golden State Warriors or the Lakers out so the Rockets can get in.
Yeah, they really want to make sure whoever that 7 and 8 spot, they want to put them out too.
Yeah, right. they want the Warriors and the Lakers to be in. So really, I should be selling this. But as a homer, I'm going to buy this because the Rockets are playing as good a basketball as anybody in the league right now.
Yeah, they are.
So and realistically, and with, like I said, they have 3 winnable games coming up. The Rockets win all 3 of these games and end up winning like 11 out of their last 12 games or so. I mean, they'll probably be either tied or within 1 game with the Warriors. And the Warriors have just been up and down all season. Yes, they have Steph Curry. Klay Thompson's been playing a lot better lately since they moved him to the bench. But if we're, you know, so I think their experience compared to the Warriors. But you know, like I said, if they get in that play-in game, and let's say they end up playing one of those 2 players, where they won't, one of them be out. I mean, the Rockets winning so many games recently, and then Sengun will probably be ready to come back by the end as well. You know, in a 1-game situation in those play-ins, you just never know, man. But I'm going to go ahead and buy it. I think the Warriors will. They, like I said, they have just been inconsistent all season. They haven't played well. So I'm going to go ahead and give them to the young Rockets. They're growing up in front of our eyes.
Well, we can't be any worse of a homer than Mattress Mack is. He's put another million on U of H.
But the reason U of H has a 1 seed, I kind of understand it. But
he's just the ultimate homer, man. He's the ultimate homer.
He's the ultimate homer. He's old too. Like, I mean, at this point in his life, he's like, what am I gonna do with this money anyway?
Exactly.
I'll be dead in the next 5, 10 years. Like, yeah, what am I gonna
do with this
money anyway?
That's exactly what his thinking is. Yeah, he gonna have fun with it. He gonna have some fun with it.
Have some fun. Let somebody else enjoy.
Okay, I'm actually gonna sell this. Not because I don't think the Rockets can, like I said, like we alluded to. I don't think the NBA is going to allow this. There's no way in hell the NBA is going to let either the Golden State Warriors or the Lakers out of the play-in for the Houston Rockets. There's just no way. There's going to be some stuff going on that we're just going to have to deal with. So, yeah, I'm selling it.
It's going to be really interesting. I think the Warriors play the Rockets, I think, in like 10 days. So
yeah, in Houston.
Really watch how the game's going to be refereed.
In Houston.
If I can imagine. The Warriors shoot 3s too, so they're going to go to the basket often. I wouldn't be surprised if Warriors shot 40 free throws that game. Like
right. In Houston.
Yeah, in Houston. I wouldn't be surprised if they shot 40 free throws that game. That's besides the point, though. But again, the Rockets are playing a really good brand of basketball, so selling this is probably the right thing to do. But I'm going to be a homer and buy this.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to sell it because the NBA, it's not necessarily rigged, but they definitely got their one, so they won the playoffs. Because, I mean, the playoffs is where they make their money. So, sorry, Houston, maybe next year. Okay, episode 223 in the books. We got a doubleheader. We didn't preview the, we didn't make predictions for our Thursday night game, but we'll do that on a story once we see what we see on Wednesday. So live via cell phone, I'm Johnny Gill with Sean. We are out.